Well, as we've been hearing, the first bodies recovered from the Malaysia Airlines plane, which crashed in Ukraine last week, are to be flown to the Netherlands today. A day of mourning is being held to mark the occasion. Meanwhile, international inspectors have accused people working at the crash site of damaging the wreckage and failing to collect all of the remains of the 298 people who died. So far, only about 200 bodies are thought to have been recovered. Jürgen White is Chief Inspector of Air Accidents at the Air Accident Investigation Unit here, and he's with us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
It's almost a week now since this tragedy occurred. From what you've read and what you've heard, what do you make of what's been happening at the crash site?
Well, it's been a very unusual situation, not something that investigators would normally be confronted with, but they have been confronted with it. Now that the investigators are getting access to the wreckage site and the evidence, they will arrive on scene and they'll have a blank canvas, they'll have an open mind, they will try and disregard claims and counterclaims that have been made, and they will go in, they will analyse the evidence and they will come to conclusions.
Monitors from the Organisation for Security and Cooperation in Europe, the OSCE, they say that the wreckage has been tampered with. How is this likely to affect the task of finding out what happened?
Well, of course, it is unfortunate, but such things happen and they have happened in the past. I mean, it's true to say that in many cases there may be very little wreckage available anyway from an accident site. It may be disintegrated, it may be burnt, it may be in the deep ocean. So a lot of the times investigators would have very little wreckage to analyse. So they're using other areas of avenues that they can gain evidence and work from that.
So in comparison then with the task that sometimes faces investigators, they have a lot to go on here.
Well, they have. And the aircraft in question was a Boeing 777. This is a very, very large aircraft. And this aircraft, unfortunately, came to ground over an area of 25 miles. And it will take weeks to recover all this wreckage. So there will be ample amounts of wreckage there. But as I said, it won't be exclusively related to the wreckage. It will be related to the other evidence that is available in relation to the operation of an aircraft.
As you mentioned the other evidence, the black box flight recorders were handed over to Malaysian officials earlier in the week. What's likely to happen to them now?
Well, I have been in contact, in fact, because Ireland is an interested party in this and the fact that we lost an Irish national, Idel Mahdi. And I have been in contact with the different agencies that are at the accident site. The recorders were handed over to the Malaysian authorities. The Malaysian authorities have asked the UK Air Accident Investigation Branch to analyse that. And in fact, last night I was talking to the team that were escorting the recorders to Farnborough in the UK. So they have been working through the night and they will start listening to the cockpit voice recorder and they will analyse the flight data recorder.
And when you say the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder, what sort of information do they contain?
Well, the cockpit voice recorder is basically on a continuous basis recording the conversations and transmissions that are in the cockpit. It's a two-hour loop recording, and they would expect to be listening to the conversation of the pilots as they go along. Now, regards to the CVR, there are two aspects. If the aircrew were dealing with an emergency, it's likely that they would hear that discussion on board the aircraft and they would know that they were dealing with a problem. If that's not the case, and if people are having a normal conversation and then things go quiet, obviously something catastrophic has taken place. They will then move to the flight data recorder, which is basically recording the parameters of the aircraft. If everything is working properly, if the engines are working properly, and then there is a sudden stop of information going to recorder, it means that a catastrophic event has taken place.
So that while then these boxes are very important, there's lots they don't tell us too.
Yes, you cannot be guaranteed that that will provide the golden nugget, as we say. So they will be looking at everything. They will be looking at air traffic control tapes, radar tapes, satellite imagery. They'll be analysing the recorders and they'll be looking at the wreckage. So it's a jigsaw of evidence that they're putting together.
Can we talk about the recovery of bodies from the crash site? It sounds as though this work is far from over.
Yes, well, the reports are that something in the region of 200 remains have been recovered. Again, they will need a coordinated search of the entire area where the accident site has taken place. As you know, the bodies have been brought back to the Netherlands. There will be a forensic examination and autopsies done on these remains, and indeed there may be evidence contained within the remains that are recovered.
It sounds like a grim, grim job.
Well, these are trained investigators. There is a significant amount of investigators have gone to the accident site. In fact, Ireland and other countries have offered assistance. Certainly the Dutch authorities who are now in charge of the investigation will not be short of people to help the investigation. I think the important thing is that investigations that we do are not to apportion blame or liability. And what they will do is they will come to a conclusion. And if during that conclusion it becomes evident that an unlawful act of interference has taken place, they are obliged under convention to bring that to the attention of judicial authorities. And it's likely that that investigation will be discontinued if it is a criminal act, and a criminal investigation will take place.
And just to pick up on something you said there a moment ago, is it likely that the Irish investigators will be involved then in this task?
Well, under international convention, we are entitled as a party who have lost an Irish national to be involved. But obviously there are countries who lost significantly more persons. So we have offered assistance, and indeed I am the chairman of the European Civil Aviation Conference. That's a group of chief inspectors of air accidents in Europe from 44 states. I'm in communication with a number of states who have offered support to the Dutch, and if they require that support, we will coordinate that.
As far as trying to ascertain what happened is concerned, can you bring us through the next steps now? What's likely to happen over the coming days?
Well, it would appear from media reports that they are getting access to the accident site. So there will be a forensic examination of the accident site. They will recover as much of the aircraft as they can to a secure location, and they will go through forensically all the evidence. You will have other teams then, as I said, looking at the air traffic control tapes, the communications, the radar and the recorders. And they are already at this stage starting to write the report, and they basically start filling elements of the report. But it's unlikely that anything will be released formally until they have actually concluded their initial investigation. And as I said, if it becomes the fact that an unlawful act has taken place, that then will have to be passed to the appropriate authorities.
In the meantime, we have all of this political claim and counterclaim. Is there an extent to which the investigators almost have to shut their ears to that?
Absolutely. I mean, in fairness to all parties, it is really important. And I have no doubt that the investigators will go in there with an open mind. They will analyse what they see and they will come to their conclusions.
Jürgen, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. Jürgen White there, who's Chief Inspector of Air Accidents at the Air Accident Investigation Unit in this country.